Work to be done at Riverside, 1911. Blessed Lord, help me to write the things I desire to come before thy people. There is a special work to be done at Riverside all through every settlement, small or large. But the Lord has shown me in his own light that Riverside has not been treated in what the Lord would call a fair or just manner. There is a more decided, thorough effort to be put forth at Riverside. Injustice has been done to the settlements at Riverside. All that section of settlements is to be worked. From time to time, efforts have been made to commence labor at Riverside, but as the workmen whom the Lord sends have an interest awakened, there must not be men so selfish as to call them away to Los Angeles or some large place to expend their talent and leave Riverside unworked. This kind of selfish working is not in the Lord's order. Some little work has been done at Riverside, but that field has been indeed neglected, and I shall now bring the situation before the people and present the case as it is. Brother P has been at work. I spoke to an interested small congregation. I had freedom, and the company assembled listened with interest. Although I was encompassed with physical weakness, there were earnest hearers, and I decided that the Lord would give me strength to speak. And though I was under physical infirmities, the Lord helped me. I understand an effort has been made to get the minister, who is an acceptable speaker, to some larger place. This has been repeated in like manner in this part of the field, but it is not in the Lord's order. There are precious souls at Riverside who need help and should have it. The past must not be repeated, drawing away any minister from the smaller churches, from devoting his gift of special talent to these needy souls. This has been done at various times in various places, but it is not the Lord's order. All this section of the country needs the truth presented in the byways and in the highways in their turn. But we plead for Riverside to have special work done in it at this time. No longer is it to be neglected. A word to the wise is sufficient. We know that these highways and byways all should be equally receiving most earnest labor, and the Lord will give the message they need. Special efforts are to be made all through Riverside and these places so long neglected, which I cannot specify now, but which should be worked. We are now to be deeply in earnest to draw with all our capabilities to these places that have not been worked. Special meetings must be begun and continued under wise management as long as is deemed prudent and wise until the whole of the many places have been warned. The truth must go forth to all places. Every city, every village is to have ministerial help. We feel deeply that the best and wisest efforts are now to be made. Will the Lord's ministers take up this work at Riverside? The inspiration of the scriptures is to be maintained. There must be a general waking up to the saving of souls. I have in times past urged the necessities that are presented of opening the scriptures in every town and in every village and in every city. While we are trying to work these fields, strengthening the work in these English-speaking countries, there will be people of various nationalities that will always become interested. While English-speaking people in these countries are being reached, those of other nationalities are also to be worked for and aroused. These are not all so easily reached and are not so ready for the truth as some are, but labor most earnestly for those who can speak our own language. I shall enter my 85th year, November 28th, 26. I continue to write and to speak, a few books more to finish, and my work is done in that line. I am intensely in earnest now to have a special work begun and continued at Riverside. There are a few who have been keeping the Sabbath, but the old hands should have special help. As the reasons for our faith are presented, there are some who will embrace the truth. Our work is reformatory through the influence of the Holy Spirit, and is to come to those who have not received the truth.
In our schools, students are to be so educated that they will discern the standard.
the last great effort in behalf of our schools, is now to be decidedly made to lead every mind possible to Bible truth and earnest prayer. Now I feel intensely in earnest. Satanic agencies are at work against the Lord's plans of impressing the youth with Bible principles, and the arguments reach the minds of the children. At Riverside, a work needs to be done to open the understanding of youth and children to guard against being led and instructed after a worldly policy. You, as parents, are to educate your children to love God and keep His commandments. They are to be educated and trained to keep the commandments. Impress upon the minds of your children what a knowledge of their true salvation means. I beg of you, my brethren and sisters, educate your congregation after the divine similitude. The Lord will help you to be a blessing to the community in teaching the truth. In the church, the standard is to be kept strictly after the divine order. The great object of so many schools is to educate the younger members of the Lord's family in Bible principles, to love and fear God and keep His commandments. Impress the sacred lesson upon the minds of your children. The Lord demands parents to act their part in bringing training after the Lord's order. That means development. Satan is working out his principles after his satanic order. He is working in Riverside, and let not ministers draw you away. Unite with them to help as Christ's minister. Riverside, and all it takes in, must not be left to Satan's plans. It is the work of the true educator to thwart Satan's plans. I sincerely hope that you will not be induced to leave Riverside. There is a large work to be done, and your talent as God's messenger can accomplish a good work. Others must act to help you. Every teacher needs to cherish the grand work of revealing the law of the Lord, which is perfect, of impressing the minds in these last days as to the sacred claims of God upon the human mind. The third angel's message, in its sound and sacred principles, is to have a most sacred influence in all education. The Lord has revealed to us His law in these last days. A new purpose must possess the mind, for there is a special work to be done in all our churches. Christ has revealed His law in these last days, and this most sacred truth is constantly unfolding and impressing the intellect of youth and the aged. Ministers are to do their work in faith, clothed with the grace of Christ. The third angel's message is brought to view, the great testing truth for this period of this earth's history. The third angel's message is the great sanctifying as well as the testing truth. I am to charge all people that the perils of the last days are upon us. When John was banished to the Isle of Patmos, Christ knew just where to find His faithful witness. John said, "First John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet." Revelation 1, verse 9 and 10.